Well, we all heard the news. The high school sports season, the winter sports season is over. Strict limits on the spring sports season. We'll get into all of that this hour here on High School Sports Saturday. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe, our producer. I'm Steve Thompson. Coming up, Dave Flom, Eden Prairie Boys basketball coach. The unbeaten Eagles were scheduled to play Shakopee in a section final last night. And, of course, those games were canceled. A little bit later on, Dan Baird, Becker girls basketball coach. They were scheduled to play De La Salle for the 3A title tonight at Williams Arena. And we'll take a look back at those great seasons for the Eden Prairie boys and the Becker girls. And speaking of great seasons, Nick Schroeder, Maple Grove boys basketball coach. The Crimson won their section title. They were on the way to the boys state tournament. And then Pete Anderson, the Andover baseball coach. I've known Pete for a long time. And spring sports in the state are limited to tryouts and practice for the time being. And we'll talk to Pete on how they're handling that at Andover. And, of course, Andover, part of the largest school district in the state, the Anoka Hennepin Schools. Right now we're going to open with John Millay, my good buddy from the Minnesota State High School League. He writes John's Journal, and it appears on the High School League website. And, John, it goes without saying, a lot of folks disappointed, but once again, unprecedented circumstances led to these decisions and ultimately the cancellation of the girls' state tournament. There was also adapted floor hockey, I believe, impacted by this. And then, of course, the boys' state tournament next week.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. Disappointment is the word, you know, especially for the teams and those communities, but just for everybody who loves high school sports. Everyone in our office is crushed that this had to be done. And it wasn't done lightly. But things just regionally, nationally, it's the unknown. That's the biggest thing here. We don't know what this virus does. And there have been some comments, well, why hasn't the governor closed schools? And what, you know, some people think the high school league makes the decision whether schools should be held. We don't. We're in charge of the activities. But the spring sports basically delayed competitions until after the first week in April. And we'll continue to monitor the situation. But I think the feeling is kids who have been going to school together, if that virus is there, it's already there and that can't change. But if your baseball team or softball team plays a game against a team from another school, well, now everybody's agreeing in school communities, if you keep those communities just separate for now, because really we don't know what could happen. So that's part of the thinking here, just holding off on track meets and games and competition. Everybody can have tryouts and practice, you know, no scrimmages, no competitions, but it's that entire unknown. And I don't know if anybody knows, even the medical professionals we see on TV, they know more than anybody. And at times they don't seem to know exactly where this could head. So it was out of just pure caution. I told a couple people at the tournament, I said, is it better to be too careful or not careful enough? And we went with extra careful. And I just we're not going to second guess that. You know, it may turn out that this virus that's spreading around the world won't be that bad in this country or in this state, but we don't know that. So that's why all these decisions were made.
And Eric Martins, the executive director, visited with Mike Max yesterday afternoon, and they had a good chat. We played a part of that when I was sitting in for Mike Max last night. It is available at our website, WCCORadio.com, and we direct to that. And Mike and Eric went through the decision-making process that ultimately went into it. And I think, to cancel a tournament at the midway point, because the tournament started with spectators as normal, precautions were being taken. And then, of course, I was at the tournament. You were there Wednesday and Thursday. I was there Thursday for two 1A quarterfinals. I was doing the games on PrepSpotlight.tv. And on Thursday, it was announced that starting Friday, the tournament would be played with very limited spectators, pretty much right. Coaches, fans, parents, credentialed media, the people needed to put the games on television, and that would be about it. And then ultimately that changed. Section finals were canceled for boys basketball, and then, of course, the boys' state tournament was canceled as well.
Yeah, and I've kind of taken a national look at this. There are very few states that held state basketball tournaments this weekend that are still going now. There's just very few. There's a couple. Most of them have canceled, suspended, just to see what happens. A lot of states have limits on spectators, which is what we did. And it's bigger than Minnesota, but we have to do what's best for kids in Minnesota and families. And people have said, well, if the kids, you know, are at low risk, which I think seems to be the case, I think that one thing I worry about, even with limited spectators, what if are at the game and they somehow, you know, and people at the game already have this virus, and then bad things happen to grandpa and grandma. We don't want that. Right. You know, we care about everybody, and it includes officials and everybody who works at these tournaments. Even if we have no spectators, we still have to have, you know, adults to run these things and at the scorer's table and help the teams get in and out, and the TV crew. You know, there's a lot of people to consider here. So, yeah, this is not enjoyable for anybody. Everybody's heartbroken by this, but I just don't think you can be too careful.
John Mullane joining us from the Minnesota State High School League. He writes John's Journal on the website. And John, your last post really deals with all of this and the impact and your decision to leave the state tournament on Thursday, because, like I say, I snuck into Williams Arena and then ultimately Maturi Pavilion, found my perch, and started doing those games. And I saw you down below, and I said, well, after these games are over, I'm going to track down John and say hello. Well, I couldn't find you, and then I decided to head home after watching a bit of Hopkins and Stillwater next door at Williams Arena. And then I saw your journal post, and I think that post in particular really hit home for a lot of people.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It was just one of those things from the heart. I did leave Thursday's games early. I knew we were going to go with limited spectators, but I'm at a high risk group, and this is absolutely not about me. But I'm over 60. I have a chronic condition. I'm diabetic, and then the CDC has recommended people, you know, over 60 with a chronic condition are most at risk. So I had decided when I left at, 4:30 or 5 o'clock, as the final of the four 1A quarterfinals were starting, well, I had a long talk on the phone with my wife who convinced me this was the smart thing to do for the long term. So I went home, and as I got to the car, as I rode, I had a text from my daughter, who has a good friend, you know, a young, much younger person, also diabetic, who had been told by her doctor, she's a teacher, my daughter and her friend. And this other young lady's doctor had said, you shouldn't even be leaving the house because you're diabetic. We don't know what this virus does. So my daughter sent me kind of an emotional text. And then as I was driving home, I decided I can't go back. I can't look at my wife and my daughter and my two sons and my grandson and say, yeah, I'm going to go back, because I do love these things, Steve. You know how much I get so much joy out of these things in my stories. I try to tell those, you know, try to express that, how much fun this can be. But this was serious business. So when I got home Thursday night, I knew I was going to be watching on TV Friday and Saturday. And I so wanted to be there just to chronicle this new thing, limited spectators. What is this like? But I decided I wouldn't be there. And then, of course, the further decision was made yesterday morning to just pull the plug and let's try to keep as many people safe as we can. And, you know, this wasn't just done by people at the high school league sitting around a table. This was in consultation with the Minnesota Department of Health professionals who deal with this. This wasn't done in a vacuum. And, I don't think we're going to second guess this. Let's hope this virus doesn't turn out to be horrible as it is in some places, you know, in Italy and other places around the world. Let's hope we get ahead of it here and it turns out to be less dangerous. But we don't know that at this point. So that's why I decided I would not return for the last couple of days of the tournament. And ultimately, that's why it was decided to just put a stop sign up of both basketball seasons and move forward to kind of a delayed spring season.
Yeah, and John, it's been interesting because after doing those two games and leaving Williams Arena, reading your post, and then all the other stories in the sports world and beyond, and ultimately the cancellation of the tournament and the boys tournament next week, you do think big picture. And then I thought, coming in from Mike Maxx last night and then doing our high school sports Saturday show, coming up, we're going to visit with some of these coaches of these teams that had great season. And instead of dwelling on the obvious, the disappointment, we'll talk about their great years and let these coaches pay tribute. We had a chance to visit with Liz Carpentier from Farmington. They were scheduled to play in the 4A championship game. And by the way, that interview with Liz is available online. They were going to have a chance to take on Hopkins for the 4A championship. And I've had a chance to visit with Brian Cosgrove a number of times throughout the year. And of course, we also visited with Ken Novak Jr., a longtime head coach at Hopkins. His team was headed for another state tournament. And we had a chance to talk Ken about his team and the great year, and Kerwin Walton and all the other players. And that's what we plan to do for the rest of the show today, is to talk to some of these coaches and these players and the great seasons they did have.
Yeah, it's just I'm not going to call it a tragedy. I think there are real tragedies. This is very disappointing.
Sure.
This is so sad, you know, especially for those kids that worked so hard to get to this point, whether they were going to be going into a championship game or in the smaller classes into the semifinals. It's wrecked a lot of kids' dreams, and we appreciate that. We recognize that. But again, it's just, you know, you're either going to be extra careful or not careful enough. I don't know where that line is between those. Nobody knows where that is. And it's just out of an abundance of concern that this, I was a high school kid. My seasons never ended like this. None of us know what this is like. I looked back through the archives in 1918, when the Spanish flu was killing millions of people around the world. There was a Minnesota boys basketball tournament. Wasika was the champion. I don't know what the conditions were there. If there were fans there, how they did that, you know, certainly was a lot different than 102 years later now, but we're going to remember this for a long time, Steve. Nobody's going to remember this happily, you know, with joy. Let's just hope that 6 months down the road, a year from now, we're having, you know, especially a year from now, we're having great tournaments, and we'll get past this. And the seniors, that's who you feel the worst for, who maybe this is their last season as a high school athlete, and to have it end like that, it's really sad. Although I've seen some positive things on Twitter. Some of the teams some of the boys teams that were ready to go to state had already won their sections, you know, gathered all the players and families in the gym and had a little quiet the net ceremony, which is what a great celebration, you know, to kind of end your season has ended very abruptly, but get everybody together, you know, hug each other, or maybe we're not supposed to hug each other. I don't know, but cut down the nets, have a little party, and celebrate what you've accomplished, because all these teams that are still playing basketball accomplished so much, and it's just not the way anybody wanted this to end.
Well, John, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I look forward to seeing you again pretty soon here.
Yeah, there he is, John Malay from the Minnesota State High School League. John's Journal, I encourage you to read his latest posts at the High School League website. By the way, effective immediately from now until April 6th, participation in spring sports and activities is limited to practice and tryouts only. Scrimmages, competitions, practices, training sessions, or participation with other member schools is not allowed. And, of course, it'll be reevaluated at that point in time. 12:20 here. A high school sports Saturday continues in a moment. Dave Flom, Eden Prairie Boys basketball coach, coming up. The unbeaten Eagles scheduled to play Shakopee in the section final last night. It didn't happen, but what a year for the Eden Prairie Eagles. We'll get into that in a moment. It is 12:23 on a high school sports Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And, of course, you've heard by now, high school league activities canceled, including the girls' state tournament, the boys' state tournament next week, among others. By the way, spring sports and activities participation is limited to just tryouts and practice at the school level. We'll have more on that part of the story a little bit later on in the show, but right now we're pleased to be joined by Dave Flom, Eden Prairie Boys basketball coach. The Eagles unbeaten, ranked number one all year, planning to play a section final against Shakopee last night. They weren't able to play that game, but Dave, you know, certainly disappointment. We've talked about that part of the story, but I'm sure as you move forward, you reflect on what was a phenomenal season for your team.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today and having a chance to talk about our team. And obviously, we're very disappointed that we don't get the chance to play. You know, everything was leading in the direction that we were going to accomplish some of our dreams and win a state championship. But we also completely understand the big picture. And thinking about that with our team, the fact that, you know, when you're part of a team and you sacrifice lots of things, and we're doing that now too, I think, for the benefit of lots of people and our safety. And as we learn more about the virus, that this is probably the best thing. With that being said, yeah, we had a chance to celebrate last night, and we talked about the perfect season. And yes, our record is 28-0, but that goes way beyond what we've done this year. With these guys are a coach's dream. Every day at practice, literally every day, they're dialed in, focused, ready to play. They're a joy to coach. There was no drama at any point. Everybody willing to do whatever it took to have success and win. And so we're going to, you know, hopefully put a banner up. You know, it's not going to be the banner that says state champs because we didn't get that chance, but hopefully it'll say the perfect season. And we mean that, once again, not just beyond the 28-0, but how they conducted themselves. And our team GPA is 3.7 and all those things. And these guys had such an impact on the community and so many people around. So we're going to celebrate that.
And Dave, when the story started to emerge that you really had something special going on in Eden Prairie, you know, the senior group that played together, took their lumps as sophomores, really came together. I mean, this was truly a team, and it's a greatest sense that's why this was so fun to watch develop through the years.
Yeah, and you know, we got lots of comments from people not from Eden Prairie, even that watched our boys play, and they inspired people. They inspired because of the way they played, with their unselfishness and how hard they played, and the way that they played, and fast and moving the ball, and just brought lots of joy to lots of people. And you know, to have 4,000 point scorers on this team, and of course the players beyond the 4,000 point scorers just played their hearts out all the time and doing whatever it took to win, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and a senior dominated lineup, as we talked early in the season, so many seniors, and four seniors in double figures. You talked about the 1,000-point score, but there were other seniors that contributed to this team and this program as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of kids that, you know, we've got the four that get the name recognition. You've got Miles Frisch that's going to be playing college basketball, and Brendan Donahue, who is a star baseball player, and Chris Nyland, a guy that contributes in many ways, and those are all seniors, and it's all over for them. But, you know, we do as time goes on, and no matter what win season ends, and we didn't get to control that this year, there's going to be lots of reflection, and they don't get to take the fact away that we had an absolute blast and impacted lots of people and did it in a perfect way.
Yeah, and Dave, for you in your career, it doesn't happen every year that you have a group like this. I know each group is unique and great in their own way, but, you know, to be a coach in a situation where you have a group of players that came together like this, you probably were pinching yourself, you know, excited to get to the gym, whether it was a game or a practice every day.
No question about it. There was multiple times during the course of the season that I said, this is just surreal. I mean, we knew we were going to be good, but then the way we went about our business and playing against all the top 10 teams in the state and beating them by double digits and sometimes running time against elite teams, it was just an unbelievable thing. And we knew that while it was happening, like, this is just unreal. So we were able to appreciate that while it was happening. And yeah, like you said, this is not something that's happens each year. And I've coached for a long time now in Eden Prairie and have had lots of great teams. And the reality is there's not going to be another team like this. And that's the disappointment, is that this in a lot of ways was our year, and we felt like we're going to win the state championship, and we didn't get that chance. And that's super disappointing.
You know, I had a chance to visit with Kevin Lynch, Fox Sports North television analyst, big star at Bloomington Jefferson, the U, played in the NBA, played in Europe for a long time. And Kevin and I talked about your particular circumstance at Eden Prairie and unbeaten and a chance to win an unbeaten state title. There aren't a lot of teams that do that. Kevin had that opportunity once upon a time, and he brought you up by name and brought this group up as standing out as, like, you know, you really feel for Eden Prairie and what chance they had before them.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll try not to cry here, but the uniqueness of this group, and when the guys, they felt bad for me too, and that just says a lot about them, and because we've been at it a long time, and this is our chance, and feeling from a selfish standpoint that this was my chance, and our coaching staff stance. We've had lots of coaches that have been with us for a long time, and Nick Rounds has been with me every year, and, you know, we put a lot of effort and energy, and we are so grateful for all the things that we've been able to do together as a group. And yeah, this was a chance, and we don't then get that chance, and then in reality I probably won't get that chance again.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the time. I know a lot of people thinking about you and your team and what you accomplished, and you can say it was a perfect season.
Yes, appreciate that.
All right, there he is. Dave Flom, once again, Eden Prairie boys basketball head coach. Once again, the unbeaten Eagles scheduled to play Shakopee in the section final last night. 28-0. No one will ever be able to take that away from them. We've got much more coming up here on News Talk, A3OWCCO on a high school sports Saturday. Dan Baird, Becker's girls basketball coach. They had a great season. They were scheduled to play De La Salle in the 3A title game at the Barn tonight. We'll have that for you. Nick Schroeder, Maple Grove boys basketball coach of the Gritty Crimson, won Section 8-4A. They were headed for another state tournament. We'll talk about their story as well. And then Pete Anderson, Andover baseball coach. Spring sports in the state are limited to tryouts and practice for the time being. We'll get Pete's thoughts on that a little bit later on in the hour. 12:36, high school sports Saturday, and things have changed a lot in the last 72 hours in the world of sports. Great impact on the high school sports season, including the girls' tournament being canceled midway through, and the boys' tournament being canceled next week. And one of the teams that was slated to play on a championship Saturday in the 3A title game was Becker. They were going to take on De La Salle in 3A tonight. Becker coming into the tournament 26-2. They've won two games to get to that championship. And Dan Baird, the head coach, joins us. And, Coach, I know a lot of disappointment. You had to break your news to the team that they would not get a chance to play De La Salle for all the marbles.
Yeah, that was tough. Seeing the girls and their reaction, and the coaches, we're all disappointed. We got a chance to reflect on our season and take the positives out of it. And, but it would have been nice to have that opportunity, but, we understand why we were not, given that opportunity. We totally understand that. And, we're just kind of thankful for the season that we had, and thankful for each other. And, we've tried to draw all the positives out of, everything that happened.
An incredible season, coming in the number two seed, big win over Waconia in the semifinals, 96-75. In the quarterfinals, taking down Alexandria, 63-55. And it is a tremendous season. Even though you didn't get to play that title game, that's one of the things we wanted to do is talk to some of the coaches and focus on those great seasons and the great accomplishments of your team.
Yes, we won 24 games in a row, and against all different styles of play. Alexandria and Wilmer are two well-coached teams, and they were, you know, able to play that gap line defense and slow us down a little bit, and we had to kind of show some grit at the end, and we found a way to win those two games, one in the section semis and then one in the first round of the state. Against opponents that we know very, very well, and they know us too. So those were two fantastic wins for us, just to win those close games. And Waconia was a team that very, very skilled, like we are, with a lot of shooters and ball handlers. And we knew that that game was going to be high scoring, and we made shots on that day, which was a lot of fun.
And I know every team has a senior night, and I'm sure you can't help but think about the seniors at this moment who meant so much to the team and the program.
Yeah, Allie Greenis and Jenna Middlestadt, they're two seniors. And, you know, they were just informed, you know, that afternoon at around 10:40 is about when we found out, 10:50, that their season was coming to an abrupt end. So, you know, that's never easy. It's happening all around the world right now, college basketball and even like our spring season and the sports that are about to start here in the high school. Those are kind of put on hold for a little while, and hopefully they'll continue in April and they'll get to play those seasons. But we'll have to wait and see what's going on throughout the country.
Yeah, and Dan Baird joining us, Becker girls basketball coach, scheduled to play De La Salle in the 3A championship game. Of course, the girls tournament canceled. The 1A and 2A semifinals were not played on Friday, and then of course championship Saturday won't take place. Did you have a sense that this might happen, considering they canceled the consolation and third place portions of the tournament going in, and then they had made the announcement? Did you get a feeling that things were headed in this direction?
Well, that morning we had a staff meeting, and I was talking to our principal, David Kreft, and I mentioned it's probably a 50-50 chance that we'll get to play that game, and I'm just hoping that we get that opportunity. And then at about 9 a.m., I saw that the PGA Golf Tour had canceled, and that they had made the switch from spectators the day before to just players and camera people on a wide-open golf course. And once that happened at 9 a.m., I was not going to be surprised if it happened to us once I heard that news.
Yeah. As the dominoes fell across the sports world. Well, Dan, once again, congratulations to you and your team on a tremendous season, and all the teams that made it to the state tournament and all the teams that made it to section finals on the boys' side. It certainly goes without saying. And I would assume all the girls that were on this team that were underclassmen are going to use this as a big motivator going into next season.
You know, these girls, they work really hard. I don't think they need any motivation. They're such intrinsically motivated, special kids that just do things the right way. And they just love basketball, and they're going to continue to get up in the morning and come to open gyms and work on their skills and, you know, be great kids in the classroom. And we as a coaching staff at Becker are extremely lucky to work with such a great group of kids, because sometimes you don't have a group like we have. And right now it's been a lot of fun, and we're gonna think about all the positives that came out of the year, and we're gonna celebrate that. And everybody else can make the comparisons, and but that's not gonna be us.
Well, Dan, thanks for the time.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
There is Dan Baird, Becker girls basketball coach, joining us, and we're going to talk about the boys' game, and Nick Schroeder, Maple Grove boys basketball coach, joining us on the program. They had a big win over Buffalo, a hard-fought win to win Section 8 Class 4A to go to the state tournament again. And Nick, good to visit with you, and congrats on a great season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
And had to be tough, goes without saying. I haven't talked to a coach over the last couple of days where it isn't super tough to tell a group that they're not going to play on and not going to have a chance to play in a state tournament.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's kind of going through the same thing. You understand it. But having to talk to those kids who worked all year to get to a position to play at the biggest stage, and then to take that and not be able to do that, a lot of tears, a lot of disappointment, but a lot of smarter people making decisions than me. So it is what it is. But again, tough to tell kids that. It's what it can't really change it.
Nick, this team won two tight games in the sections to ultimately get to the state tournament. And I had a chance to see your team a couple of times during the regular season, and these guys battled.
Yeah, you know, I thought our section was as good as it's been in a long time this year. Obviously, the game against St. Michael, they gave us everything they had. And then the really good game against Buffalo in the section championship. You know, our guys kind of went through a lot of that all year long, playing in tight games. I think the five games we lost, you know, it was a total of, you know, 10 to 15 points total out of those five games. So we played in a lot of tight games all year, and that experience, I think, gave us a, you know, kind of an attitude that we were never out of it, or we could always pull it out when it was tight. So a lot of credit goes to them for just being gritty.
Yeah, I had a chance to see you play Totino Grace, and your team really struggled but would not give up. That even though you ultimately lost that game to the Eagles, the way they came back and had a chance to ultimately win that game, to me, I haven't seen many games like that.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of one of the games I look back at this year, and a game that, you know, you talk about at your banquet, a game that you didn't win, but going into the halftime down 41-18, and then, you know, having the fortitude to battle back and set in half goals, or, you know, we wanted to cut it to 10 by 10-minute mark, and we wanted to cut it to 5 by the 5-minute mark, and playing kind of smaller games within the game, our guys kind of bought into that, and then we flipped the score to 41-18 in the second half to send it to overtime. So yeah, having that grit and determination and never giving up attitude that our guys kind of fought with all year long, I think is what you know, gave us a lot of success this year.
Yeah, and a lot of senior leadership on this team, and the fact that they won't be able to play again for the Crimson. I know you have a senior night, and there's a lot of emotion in that. But mm-hmm. after a senior night, you get to play on in the sections, and then hopefully a state tournament. But in this case, for the seniors, it's over, and there are a lot of them that contributed to the Crimson.
Yeah, and our seniors all contributed in different ways. I mean, you know, coming into this year, you know, our seniors, you know, I think we had one returning starter from last year. And, you know, so there was a lot of shoes to fill, and those guys, you know, exceeded expectation, you know, depending whatever their role was. I mean, we had guys who played, you know, 36 minutes a night. We had guys who, you know, didn't play at all, and they all understood what their role was and how to help our team in different ways. I give a lot of the success for our program to those guys and accepting their role and fulfilling their role to the best of their ability, regardless of, you know, if it was on the bench or 2 minutes a game or 36 minutes a game.
Well, Nick, once again, congratulations on a great season and a section championship, and congrats to your team. Fun to watch all year.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, Nick Schroeder, Maple Grove boys basketball coach. The Crimson will go down as Section 8-4A champions. And once again, just a scrappy, hardworking team that was a lot of fun to watch throughout the course of the year. It is 12:47, 13 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. We'll talk about spring sports. And a guy I've known for a while, Pete Anderson, now the head coach of Andover Baseball. We'll talk about the rules going forward, tryouts, practices. But for now, no games, no scrimmages. We'll get Pete's thoughts on the developments and the impact on spring sports coming up in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. 10 minutes now in front of 1 o'clock here at News Talk 830-WCCO. High school sports Saturday. Big thanks to all the folks who joined us on the program today. And once again, these will be available online at WCCORadio.com. We had a chance to also visit with some coaches last night, including Liz Carpentier, head coach from Farmington. Her team was headed for the 4A title game tonight against unbeaten Hopkins. We've had a chance throughout the week. As a matter of fact, I visited with Brian Cosgriff earlier in the week about his team and their quarterfinal victory, and they were on a march, big favorite to win 4A. Also had a chance to visit with Ken Novak Jr. last night, and that is available at the website, WCCRadio.com. And if you caught just a portion of the show, by all means, get the Radio.com app, download it, make WCCR Radio your favorite, and you can use the rewind feature. We had a nice chat with Dave Flom, Eden Prairie Boys basketball coach. Their season ends at a perfect 28-0. They didn't even get to play their section final against Shakopee last night. Right now we're going to talk spring sports and a guy I've known for a while. He's the head coach of Andover baseball, Pete Anderson. And Pete and I have done some cable TV games together over the years. And Pete, certainly an impact at this point in time and a lot of unknowns as far as spring sports go.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me, Steve. You said it exactly. It's a big question mark right now for Andover, for, you know, baseball, softball, track, everybody that's getting ready to ramp up their spring season. We're all just kind of in limbo right now and, you know, still preparing like we're going to get to practice, but that's about it right now.
Yeah, and effective immediately from now until April 6th, the high school league participation in spring sports and activities is limited to practice and tryouts only. Scrimmages, competitions, practices, training sessions, or participation with other member school programs is not allowed. Number one, Andover, part of the largest school district in the state, District 11 in Anoka, Hennepin. What have you heard specifically from the school district going forward? Are you going to continue to move forward with tryouts, practices, Pete?
Yeah, you know, as of right now, we're kind of adhering to the high school league rules. There's not been any edict or anything like that coming from Superintendent Law or the district office as far as telling us otherwise. With us being on spring break here starting on Monday anyway, we had, as a coaching staff, had made a decision that we are going to, you know, probably push that back anyways. And I think with this choice, we probably would have anyways. So we're not starting our practices until the 23rd. And, you know, as of right now, we're moving forward with that. We had a good week here this past week with the throwing conditioning week and kind of had a little talk at the end of our last practice on Thursday of, hey, you know, I haven't heard anything. There hasn't been anything told me directly, but as soon as you guys know, I'll let you know and we'll make a plan going forward.
Pete Anderson joining us, Andover baseball coach. And I suppose your other spring sport coaching colleagues and all across the district, and for that matter, all across the state, are used to being kind of in play-it-by-ear mode because typically weather is such a factor, Pete, with spring sports about being able to practice indoors, games, scrimmages, all those sorts of things are really a moving target.
Yeah, absolutely. We, as a coaching staff, we discussed that a couple nights ago and just being like, you know, well, it's going to be just like if there's still 6 feet of snow on the ground and we just have to delay our season and try and condense it once that's all melted. And you know, that's up in the air, too, if that's going to happen, if there's going to be changes that that come through on or before April 6th. You know, luckily for us, our first game is scheduled April 7th, and we kind of have that day, you know, out there still is our target. And, you know, if there are changes that are made, it's not going to come from us. It's going to be, you know, from people that are smarter than I am and people that have more information than I do and go ahead and make those calls. But, you know, I've got, 30 kids or so that are ready to play baseball. And my goal is to keep them focused and ready to go if we have a season.
All right. Well, once again, a very difficult time. And I'm sure for all the coaches trying to sort this out, and we've talked to coaches that had teams deep in the section tournament, getting ready for section finals or ultimately headed to the state tournament, and I'm sure you can feel for them and the kids. And that's really been a big part of the story over the past few days. I know there's bigger things going on in the world as a whole right now, but once again, this kind of brings it really close to home.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you said it, you know, best. I do really feel for those kids in the sports that didn't get to finish their season. You know, in talking to coaches in the building at Andover, in the district, in the conference, et cetera, and beyond, you know, really the focus is giving the kids a great experience and making sure that they enjoy their time as a high school athlete because, you know, it's really only a portion of those continue to play beyond high school. And, you know, having kids, you know, athletic careers come to an end like that is going to leave, you know, a little bit of a sour taste. And, you know, those are the kids I feel really bad for. We still have a shot, you know, whether it's a 50-50 or what the odds are, I don't know. But, you know, that's the thing that I'm holding on to. I've got a great group of seniors that I'm really looking forward to be around here for the next couple months, and I'm hoping that we get to play.
All right, Pete, always good to visit with you. Take care, and please stay in touch and keep us up to date.
Absolutely, will do. Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is once again, Pete Anderson, head coach Andover Baseball, and I think that kind of echoes what a lot of spring sports coaches are doing right now. The high school league, once again, effective immediately from now until April 6th. Participation in spring sports and activities limited to practice and tryouts only, so only within the school. Scrimmages, competitions, practices, training sessions, or participation with other member school programs is not allowed. And you can find that entire memo from the high school league at the website. MSHSL.org is the website. Thanks again to all the coaches who have joined us. And once again, just part of this emerging story as we deal with the coronavirus pandemic, not only here in the Twin Cities, but the state of Minnesota, the country, and the world.